was a plane that was born from tragedy. And interestingly, a plane that would go on to haul millions of passengers and help win battles around the globe. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. For quality parts at fair prices that ship fast, call Shoup Manufacturing at 844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com.
Your farm is your livelihood. How do you measure its value? Shoup Manufacturing knows that real value is measured by peace of mind. When you pay a fair price for a quality product and you have the confidence that it will endure, now that's value. Call 1-844-8-FARMER to speak with someone at Shoup who understands the machinery you rely on. Or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup. Keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American Countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Don Crowston has flown just about every plane in this museum, it seems.
I flew the T-34, T-28, then the B-25, and then when I got out of pilot training, I went into SAC right away and flew the KC-97.
He went on to fly the C-47 aircraft in Vietnam. It was that plane that was born from tragedy.
TWA-599 from Kansas City to Wichita, March 31st of 31, and the aircraft didn't make it to Wichita. It crashed in a Kansas wheat field. The cause of the crash was structural failure in that one of the wings had come off.
Moisture had slowly weakened the glue used to attach the wooden wings. Legendary coach Newt Rockne was one of those killed on the flight.
TWA put out a letter to five aircraft companies asking for a new airplane with all metal. They still called for three engines, but this one was supposed to carry at least 12 passengers. Had to fly at least 1,060 miles, which was the length of their longest route at that time.
The DC-3 was the product of that effort, which was used extensively commercially in the 40s and 50s, and became the C-47 that Don flew. It took some getting used to, though.
And I thought flying this airplane was going to be a snap, but I finally got it out to the runway, and the big difference with this airplane was it was a tail dragger. No nose wheel steering. I started down the runway, and it started going to the left, off toward the side.
He zigzagged down the runway, but eventually got the hang of it. Don loves to show off many of the planes here at the Strategic Air Museum, where he volunteers his time. Traveling the countryside in Ashland, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.